Welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast featuring exclusive content and interviews with leaders in the WordPress community, covering everything from development to integrating your digital marketing strategy with WordPress. Join host David Vogelpohl of WP Engine and special guests from across the community as they keep you up to speed on the latest advancements in WordPress. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. As a reminder, you can follow me on Twitter at WPDavidV, or you can subscribe to Press This on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, or download the latest episodes at WMR.fm. In this episode, we're going to talk about how WordPress is helping people get back to work. We know we have the pandemic and the lockdown. And joining us for that conversation, we have Jason Cooksey and Miles Sebesta of Bitwise. Jason, welcome to Press This.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having us.
So glad to have you here. Miles, welcome as well.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Fantastic. Well, as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about a project that Bitwise Industries has done around their project to bring Onward CA online as part of the overarching Onward UW initiative. We'll talk about all that here in a minute. But really, the point of all that is to help put the millions of Americans and workers displaced by COVID-19 back to work as quickly as possible. Jason and Miles and Bitwise Industries helping out with the efforts there in California and using WordPress for that. So I'm really interested to hear about that project. I'll ask this question of every guest, Jason and Miles, and if you give me the short version, because there's two of y'all. Tell me about your WordPress origin story. What was the first time you used WordPress? And Jason, you're first on my list, so I'm just going to go with you this time. Jason, WordPress origin story.
I first used WordPress back when it had wagon wheels for layout. Actually, my first WordPress experience was pretty terrible. It took me a few years to fully understand and comprehend it. I don't know. Maybe I'm not a smart man, but it's definitely grown and improved since the first day I used it. And it was a client request. That's how what got me started.
Ah, client request. That'll definitely get you into WordPress. All right, Miles, you're up. Briefly tell me your WordPress origin story.
Yeah, I started using WordPress maybe about 10 years ago. So I had recently graduated college and started at a company. And at that time, the company I was working for, we're PHP, but creating everything from scratch over and over again. Eventually, we got a client that had a Joomla website, and my task was to edit it. And I remember editing it and just thinking, and I'm not trying to throw any shade at Joomla, but I just remember thinking, wow, there's got to be like an easier way to do this. And then also the same thing when it came to kind of programming a product over and over again from scratch. It just felt like that we were reinventing the wheel. So I eventually had another client come to the company, and they wanted WordPress. So we took a look at it, and I instantly fell in love because it just sort of made sense to me where pages are pages and posts are posts. And I think that was around the time that custom posts might've been coming out, but it was just from then on, WordPress has kind of been my jam when it comes to the library and just the community. So
I was going to ask you about custom post types. You're right. They came out in 2010. So if it was 10 years ago, that would have been a little bit before, I guess, when that project landed on your door. But obviously a big moment in WordPress history is it became more of like a CMS, if you will. Definitely remember days of running teams with everything hand-coded. So I share that transition. And I'm not sure which of you is best to answer this question, but I was wondering if you could briefly tell me about Bitwise Industries. Like, what do y'all do?
The official response is we are a tech ecosystem. Really though, we just want to create jobs in the tech sector for folks who have traditionally been underrepresented, folks in underdog cities. We're trying to make a place at the table for them. And if we can't do that, we're stretching the table out ourselves.
That's awesome. That sounds like a wonderful mission. Glad to hear that's what y'all are all about. That's incredible. And obviously very well fit for this project. So my next question, like just to orient folks, I talked a little bit about the project kind of getting on and your general mission you just stated is to kind of get folks back to work. But what is Onward US? You'd mentioned that kind of leading up to this. And then what is its connection to Onward CA? Like what is all that about?
Yeah, so Onward US is kind of the parent initiative where it's a platform that we've created to get states online when it comes to having access for the individuals, the citizens in that state, or the residents in that state, access to different types of needs when it comes to resources. For example, trying to find, let's say, a shelter to stay the night at, or to find internships and opportunities to learn something new, or applying for a new job. So the Onward US is kind of the umbrella. So we have Onward CA, onwardca.org, and that's just one of the states. We have multiple states where we're using this same platform with and kind of the same solution to provide resources to citizens and residents in those different states. So Onward US is kind of the umbrella organization, and then we have Onward Maine, Onward CO, Onward CA, just a list of states that we're providing this resource to for the government and county level.
Gotcha. And for clarity, like help me understand, like Bitwise Industries, the company name, we also have Onward US, like what's the connection there? Are there more organizations involved, or help me understand that connection?
Yeah, so Bitwise and Bitwise Industries, this is our initiative to create the Onward platform. And so really the developers from Bitwise Consulting are the ones that created the Onward and the Onward initiative. So it's just sort of a parent, or Bitwise is the parent brainchild, I guess you can say, when it comes to Onward US and Onward CA.
Awesome. So did Onward come to be in response to the pandemic, or was it in the lockdowns, or was this something you had worked on prior?
Yeah, when the pandemic was officially recognized and the country went into shelter in place last year in March, a huge part of the nation's workforce just didn't have a job any longer. And so it was a response to those workers displaced by the pandemic all over the country. They didn't know where to start to get help, and governments at the state and county level weren't really fully prepared to provide those answers. So this was a response to that need. We brought all the resources that the state and counties had to offer, helped them organize it into kind of a one-stop clearinghouse of information.
Yeah, I know a lot of people were scrambling when that hit in a lot of areas. I know restaurants, by sake of example, were scrambling to figure out how to operationalize their business in a digital first world, you know, online ordering, curbside. And, you know, I guess I don't have that direct experience per se, but just seeing that from the employment and like state resources perspective for folks like super, super, super in need, I would imagine that was a big deal, obviously, as well. Why did you think WordPress was a good answer for these challenges?
So for us, we knew that we needed to stand something up quickly, and we have a lot of really talented individuals and professionals when it comes to WordPress. And then also we're actually integrating with Salesforce. So this build that we have is talking to Salesforce where we're pulling the data. And really we just have had the luck and of having a team with a plethora of experience in Salesforce and WordPress, in organization and design. And it just sort of felt right. It felt like this is something that we can spin up really quickly. And we knew that the way we were gonna do this is that we were gonna create an MVP and we're gonna just iterate through it. So really from the concept to the first MVP version, it took us about 2 weeks. We had a 2 week period to get this thing off the ground. And that included getting people and gathering people to do the basic content data entry. We had hundreds of people working on just gathering resources from these different states, let alone building the platform. And for us, it just felt like a natural fit when it came to WordPress, because we have just a lot of talent and experience using that. And so it just naturally felt in place that way.
Yeah, that velocity is such a strength of WordPress, you know, being able to stand something up quickly, the fact that, you know, and I know y'all had the talent in-house, but there is, you know, there's the also the side of it where, look, there's also a lot of people to hire and a lot of agencies to hire. And so, you know, it does provide this like super fast path for folks in a pinch. I mentioned the restaurant scenario earlier. I had a friend that built a platform in a hurry to support restaurants with WordPress also at the start of the pandemic. It's so interesting to see it being used in multiple use cases. I do want to dig a little bit more into like the build and the why and like how the states use it and so on and so forth. But we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.FM and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.FM.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com. Let's press forward with more Press This, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I'm in the middle of my interview with Jason Cooksey and Miles Sebesta about their project, Onward US, helping the folks in the US affected by the COVID-19 and the lockdown get back to work. Jason and Miles, before the break, we were talking a little bit about like why you decided to choose WordPress for this application. You shared a little bit like, look, we had the talent kind of that was kind of part of your kind of focus already. You had developers that were able to work within it, but it also allowed you like incredible velocity. You said you got it done in a matter of weeks. How? Like, I mean, I get with WordPress, but like, how did you execute that quickly?
Jesus.
Like, were you like, let me ask it a different way. Like, did you spec it out on the go and just code as you went, like in a very, very super agile way?
No.
Were you the other way? Did you very purposeful about what you were going to build? And so that helped you move quickly. Like, help me understand that.
I think for us, can I take this, Jason?
Go quick. For it.
I think for us, it was kind of built in a very agile way where we had so many people just jumping in and doing what needed to be done. I think that one thing that really we have to remember is that when all this was happening, we were in lockdown. I mean, the groceries were, you could go to a grocery store and you couldn't find anything. And there's just a lot of pent up energy. And fortunately for us, our organization has just built a amazing culture and a bunch of people that say, yes, we can, like we can do this. And it was a combination of really just having super talented designers, project managers, Salesforce individuals, just everyone who really has had their whole career leading up to this moment. And it felt like at the time, we have to respond. There's nothing else we can do. And what were we going to do? We can't go out. We're stuck in our house, right? So really it was just, for me, I feel like the insane amount of velocity was the feeling that the world around us is not right. It's changing. And we have some talent to be able to do this. So let's do something about it. And everyone just kind of putting their heads down and working as fast as they can, as hard as they can. I think it really was just, if we didn't have the people already there and the culture already there where everyone's got each other's back and our job is to help the world. We wouldn't have been able to pull it off in the same amount of time that we did.
How about you, Jason? What was your take on how you were able to do it so quickly?
Yeah, I just, you know, second what Miles was saying, like we had already an amazing team of folks from marketing, design, project management, even data entry. We hired, I think, over 300 people specifically for scraping and just finding the information that we needed to provide to those folks that were in need. And then, of course, the development. As Miles says, the Bitwise culture of put me in coach, it made it happen so quickly and so successfully. There were a lot of all-nighters trying to stand this up. And I should mention our coworker, Brian Gadbury, he was actually the person that built the first draft of the site. And he did it in a way that was super smart. Rather than using WordPress multi-sites, we're actually using a custom post type and custom meta field options to set the design of each site instance. So we basically match the HTTP post host to determine and set the WP site URL, which allows us to launch domains way fast without having to reconfigure the site.
Do you find that, what are the specific advantages do you feel you're getting with that approach versus multi-site?
For us, it's really, rather than having to duplicate a lot of work, with the way we have it set up with the custom meta fields, that we have it really boiled down to about 20 different options, color options, where we're pointing it, text, and everything else. And so with that, it just really simplifies standing up a new site in a way that I think with a multi-site, it is nice, it is simple, but it wasn't moving fast enough. It was, again, it's like about that velocity that you were talking about. And so for us, this custom post type kind of integration that isn't normally seen or normally used really was beneficial and allowing us to maintain that velocity.
What kind of entities would warrant a new version of Onward US to be spun up? Are they only states, or are you doing other kinds of municipalities?
Yes. Yeah, so we're actually currently working on and having another commercial instance of this. So cities, counties, rather than from the state level, anyone who needs a platform to be able to provide a lot of resources to an individual. So that's definitely something that we're working on. We've also been doing it commercially for businesses. For example, if a business wants to create a jobs board, rather than using some other traditional or other method, they have the opportunity to create a jobs board where they can have people and other organizations list jobs. For example, we have an organization that we're working with that they wanted to create an internship platform, and they wanted it to be specifically for people and individuals who are minority, and they wanted one site that can have minority friendly internships being posted by companies that are really forward thinking and wanting to get more individuals into their organization. So it just depends on what they're wanting to do. But it's just a way to create a platform where if they want to list jobs, if they want to list any sort of resources, we can do that.
How do you explain what Onward US does to your elderly relatives? Give me the simple version.
That's a good question, which I have had to do a number of times. I think it comes down to it's a collection of information that wouldn't normally be available in a one location like it is. We work really hard and work with a lot of organizations to bring this information together in one place and make it easy for the end user to find everything that they need if they've been affected by the pandemic. I think that's the best I can do with that.
That's pretty
Miles,
good.
Do you want
I
to
like
take
it.
A stab at it?
And I think it's so great. You know, when I asked y'all earlier, like what, you know, how'd you get it done so fast? And I was expecting only to hear like architectural or like workflow responses, but you really kind of hit home that, you know, hey, look, y'all were kind of built for this in a way, but also that purpose, it sounded like driving you to help others. It kind of reminded me a little bit of the movie The Blind Side, where Sandra Bullock's character discovers how to get Michael Orr motivated was to kind of tie into that protective nature that he had, at least that they illustrated in the movie. And it was like, as I heard you talk about, like, we felt we had to do something. It reminded me a lot of that idea that, you know, folks are motivated often more to help others than perhaps to help themselves. So it was really kind of interesting to hear you talk about that. And I was also surprised to hear you'd activated, I think you said 300 people to help pull the resources together to make available for folks. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's correct.
Wow. Well, that's incredible. And to take action like that and not just posting on Facebook, thoughts are with those affected by the pandemic. I think that's really good to hear that in a material way. And it's really encouraging to hear, you know, how WordPress played a role in that. I have some more questions about this, but we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment. Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company. Distribution to almost every podcast portal. An embeddable player for your website. An ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.FM show hosts. And much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY podcast system within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Let's press forward with more Press This, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl, talking with Jason and Miles about the Onward US platform, essentially they've built to help people find resources and employment during the lockdown and the pandemic. Before the break, Jason, Miles, y'all were talking a little bit about how many people you'd activated to pull together these resources for people in need. And we talked a little bit about how, you know, that kind of sense of purpose was what was driving you early on, especially helping you get this out in a relatively short period of time. You'd mentioned to me, I think you mentioned even earlier here, that you had that you could pivot the Onward platform from COVID response into, like, you kind of referenced it earlier as like a dynamic matching platform, and you kind of touched on that, I felt, a little bit, but maybe you could explain more about what you mean there and like how that might work.
Yeah, so we are using really the driving force behind Onward and the Onward platform is the integration between Salesforce and WordPress. And we have created this system and this platform that allows us to kind of use WordPress and connect in with Salesforce, and we've developed a middleware, essentially, where from the Salesforce side, we can do really cool wizardry to find out how to match individuals based upon certain preferences. Let's say if they're looking for a job in a certain zip code, or another instance that we have that is kind of the same type of idea as the Onward and the Onward matching system is this website that we have, which is PodUp Now. So PodUp Now is built on sort of the same principles of connecting WordPress and Salesforce together, where families can go on there, they can put their preferences in the sense of like, how do they view the pandemic? How do their family currently respond to it? Are they okay with meeting outside? What type, like masks, all sorts of just quality of life and how they live life. And based on those answers, they can find individuals and be matched with individuals that have the same idea. So basically they can create a pod together to be able to ride out this pandemic that we've been going through. It's COVID-19. So it's really this platform, this dynamic matching system is a way for us to be able to pair individuals with any type of resource that they need.
So like when I think of Salesforce, and pardon my ignorance, but I imagine someone fills out a lead form, it gets into a salesperson's hand, they turn it from a lead to an opportunity and eventually close it. So help me understand like how you're using it in this, in the Onward sense, or just the kind of platform sense, like you were just referencing, like in terms of like individuals and preference matching and things like that.
Yeah. So Salesforce is super robust. And I know that's a common misconception with Salesforce is that it only is for sales leads. Really, it's matured in a way where it's a giant database and a giant place to store lots of data. And we have access to really talented individuals that can come up with the data scheme that's necessary for them to put in any type of information, to build out a Salesforce platform that just makes sense. And it's, you can expand it beyond just, there's an opportunity coming into sales and then, you know, close it out, like you said. All sorts of REST API endpoints that you can point to and just do some really interesting things. But it does take that sort of, you have to step back from it and you have to look at Salesforce as a different way, as this is a place to put a data set, and it's a place for us to be able to edit that data and just rely on the individuals in the Salesforce side to construct it that way.
I was going to say, you inherit the maintenance from Salesforce, you inherit all the tools around it. And it's kind of basically your user profile system, if you will. Why didn't you use, were those the reasons why you didn't use more like the native WordPress user component?
Yeah, for us, we, when it comes to the data, and I guess your question is probably more so on the user, are we talking
well,
about
like the on the Salesforce side, you have a record with an individual. Mm-hmm. You could have, you know, had that record live in WordPress. Was it the reasons I had mentioned around all the capabilities of Salesforce with identity, metadata, and things like that? Is that fundamentally why you chose to do it there versus say in WordPress itself?
So we have some of the user data that we have on these platforms do actually live in WordPress, but we're using API calls to push that data into Salesforce as well. So it's kind of, it's a bi-synchronous sort of flow.
Wow, so you get the best of both worlds.
Correct. Yep.
I love it. Well, this has been very interesting. Thank you all so much for walking me through this very interesting project. And I'm glad to hear y'all are doing some good in the world. But thank you for joining today, Jason.
Thanks for having us.
Awesome. You too. You as well, Miles.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. If you'd like to learn more about what Jason and Miles are up to, you can visit bitwiseindustries.com or check out onwardus.org. Again, this has been your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.